Lots of problems today with our programming. I'm sorry that we're having all of these troubles. Larry Mueller here. Our two guests from the UW Odyssey Project, Emily Auerbach and Brian Benford, with us to talk about the project. And we've got a few minutes where we can talk with them about it. So I want to turn to Emily. Emily, can you tell us about the project? Where did the idea come from? Give us the history.
Sure, I'd be glad to do that. And actually, the problems we've been having just now with technical things, it's a good example of how a lot of our Odyssey students feel about getting out of poverty and getting an education, where there's one roadblock and one hurdle and one obstacle after the next. And so the goal of our project really is to help knock down some of those barriers and find a way, just like now we're talking to you through a different medium than we thought we would this morning. So the Odyssey Project is a good example of what you probably feel every day, Larry, which is that a Wisconsin public radio can change lives. The idea originally came from Jean Faraca, who had as a guest on her show Earl Shorus, a revolutionary educator who started the Clemente Course in the Humanities to see if you expose people at the poverty level to great works of literature, philosophy, and history and art, whether you could bring about a transformation of self that would begin a journey out of poverty. And Jean knew that I was doing outreach work in literature in retirement centers, prisons, libraries all over the state. And so she approached me about starting a Clemente Course in the Humanities in Madison. But the model I wanted to use was different because both my parents came out of poverty through Berea College, a four-year liberal arts college for the poor. My mother was born without running water in Appalachia. My father was a refugee from Nazi Germany who lost everything due to the usual immigrant story. And so I saw through firsthand through them that a four-year free education got them out of poverty. And so our program here in Madison is designed to track our alumni all the way to dreams.
Well, it is an absolutely wonderful program. Brian, tell us about your experience. When did you become involved in Odyssey?
Well, thank you, Larry. And first of all, I want to say I'm a huge fan of your show. And to answer your question, one of the greatest gifts of Odyssey is that they instilled the right to be lifelong learners. And your show exemplifies all of that. So I deeply appreciate this opportunity. So I came across the Odyssey Project in 2007. I was just finishing up a service with the city of Madison as an alder person. And I had heard about Odyssey from a dear friend of mine that was part of the Madison Fatherhood Alliance that I was involved in. So when I came into Odyssey, it was the most amazing. It is the most amazing experience. So we often talk about great educational opportunities, and Odyssey is certainly that. They have amazing instructors, and the peers that are in the room with you as you're learning add so much to the learning experience. So there's that. But also wrapped in with Odyssey is a family, and oftentimes you will never hear students describe love. There's love that's under the umbrella of Odyssey. So I got involved with Odyssey in my late 40s. I had the great pleasure of over 30 years serving the most marginalized and vulnerable people in the city of Madison as an activist, family advocate, educator, and alder person. But I always felt that something just wasn't there as I was chasing my full potential. And that was I hadn't completed my college education. So I'm a proud father of five kids, and when I heard about the Odyssey, I jumped in, and because of Odyssey, I was able to go on and get my bachelor's degree in social work, and then just last year, at the ripe old age of 60, I finished my master's degree in social work, and that's all because of Odyssey. And I should also add that the peripheral benefits, I have four adult kids, two of them graduated from the UW-Madison, one from Edgewood College. One went on to grad school in Minneapolis. She's a school counselor. And I have a son going to Stanford Law School in the fall. So all of that is tied to Odyssey.
Wow. That's an amazing family story. And it speaks, Emily, to the power of this program. And I think there are four core programs, are there not?
Right. We started with just the Odyssey course, admitting 30 adult students into the program for two semesters, earning UW credits and a kind of jump start or foot in the door. But then we always have had free childcare, and we've expanded that into Odyssey Junior, providing enrichment for the children. We have Onward Odyssey so that alumni can keep going on to degrees and take more courses. We just finished an acting course to help them develop self-confidence. And then our newest program is Odyssey Beyond Bars, spreading our curriculum into the Wisconsin prisons. And I'm really excited about the way the program is growing. And the way Brian talked about his children being affected by his going back to school, we see that now. We're going into our 19th year of this program, and we have children and grandchildren who say that it was when their parent or grandparent was in Odyssey that they first thought of going to college, and now they've got degrees. And so that breaking a cycle of generational poverty is really crucial, I think, to the effect of Odyssey.
I wonder how the pandemic affected the program, how it operated.
I would say that the pandemic affected our program in profound ways and made its importance even more obvious to all of us, because we found ourselves in March 2020 suddenly shut down like everyone else and discovered that our students didn't necessarily have Wi-Fi access or working laptops. So we were out delivering laptops, trying to find ways to fund the Wi-Fi and to keep our students connected. And this whole past year, we were remote, you know, teaching virtually. And, you know, our students are hit disproportionately hard by the pandemic. They're already near the poverty level. And then if they lose wages, they're struggling even more. So Brian, as our full-time success coach and social worker now, has been worked overtime trying to keep all our families fed and housed and mentally well. And we have, you know, a whole bunch of donors that have stepped up and made sure that our families are well during this pandemic.
Brian, what's that process been like for you?
Well, Larry, I mentioned earlier that I had spent the last 30 years serving the most marginalized and vulnerable people. And this has become somewhat cliche, but the pandemic has really shined a spotlight on all the inequities that we're faced here within the city of Madison and Dane County. We have folks that don't know where their next paycheck is coming from, how they're going to put food on the table, the deepest concerns for their children, the lack of affordable physical and mental health care, the lack of truly sustainable living wage jobs. So I had never seen so much suffering over the last year in my 30 years of working on the front lines. And I'm so proud to be part of Odyssey for many reasons, but the true holistic wraparound services, I mentioned that they're more than an amazing educational opportunity, but because of Odyssey's generosity, we were able to support people that have undergone extreme and profound trauma around gun violence, around domestic abuse, and the list goes on. So it's been daunting, but it gives me and over 580 plus people that we are connected with, along with all of their thousands of children, it gives me great hope that as we navigate out of this pandemic and forge a new path forward, that we were able to do everything that we could. And the tsunami is coming when they lift the rental moratorium at the end of the month. We're going to see much more need, but it's been really amazing to be part of this team to address some of those issues.
Emily, Brian mentioned the children, and I'm wondering, I want to go back to that Odyssey Junior program. What things are taught in that Odyssey Junior program?
Well, in a year without a pandemic, what would happen is a parent would come to class and their children would go to a nearby classroom and also be working on reading, art, field trips, writing. We do a student newsletter for the adults, and we also do one for the children where they see their photos and words in print. And then they all go home talking about education. And our parents are telling us that their children do better in school, that they're excited to see their parents doing homework and talking about books. So even online, we try to have Zoom meetings and send books and art material to homes. But it's encouraging those children to think of themselves as college bound. We have adults in our program who were told by high school guidance counselors, you're not college material. And I should mention that almost 95% of the students in Odyssey are from communities of color. So we are dealing with deep-seated racism and centuries of inequities. And one of the things that we do is to make sure that all the adult students we're working with and their children view themselves as college material.
That's wonderful. I also want to get in here something a little bit more about the Odyssey Behind Bars program. Who's qualified to participate in that program? What's it like?
Well, and it's, you know, one of the things that we're seeing is that there's interest in spreading it throughout the state. But Odyssey Beyond Bars director Peter Moreno and Odyssey co-director Kevin Mullen in 2019 were able to teach the first UW credit-bearing course inside a Wisconsin prison in over 100 years. And they started with a English 100 composition course because we found that writing, reading and then writing about yourself, is crucial to transformation. So the men at Oak Hill could apply to be in the program, and we also, through Gene Faraca, Jerry Hancock, and some others, have non-credit enrichment program going on at Fox Lake, at the WRC, and there's efforts to spread more programming throughout the state. I love the quote from Victor Hugo that he who opens a school door shuts a prison. And I think, you know, the statistics show that if you bring education, especially transformational education like we do through the humanities, if you bring education into the prison, you're going to greatly decrease recidivism.
It's a wonderful program. I'm wondering, are there plans for the program to be offered at other UW campuses or across the state?
Well, yeah, I'm so glad you asked that, because one of our alumni, Corey Saffold, is on the UW Board of Regents, and which is great. You know, we have alumni like Brian, who's serving as alder, or others directing plays in Chicago. Our alumni are amazing. But with Corey being on the UW Board of Regents, he saw to it that Odyssey did a presentation to the Board of Regents, and we're going to do a conference in November bringing in administrators, diversity officers, arts and humanities deans from across the UW system to see how they can bring this program to their campus. We've already started talks with UW Green Bay and with people in Milwaukee and Racine and elsewhere. So, yeah, that's the dream, is to see a college access program in every UW system campus and in every Wisconsin prison.
Brian, do you have a favorite success story?
I do. Well, maybe not a favorite. There's so many of them, Larry, that Emily had mentioned that, you know, this has been going on for a while. And when we see children and grandchildren that are graduating from college. So this summer, one of the grandchildren of one of our alumni, and this young woman was part of Odyssey Junior, she just graduated from college. And unfortunately, in all the moment of celebration, her grandmother had a stroke. And to see her come back and to be able to partner with her to try to find supports for her grandmother and to try to help her navigate. You know, one of the toughest things we do as humans is being part of that sandwich generation where we're caring for others' kids and caring for our parents and our elders. And just to see her have the tools and skills to be able to navigate that was really amazing. So that's a recent success story that in my my line of work, I see so much suffering that I really go after that. I have to hold that in my heart, and I do see success stories every day along with the suffering.
Oh, man. Well, how can people support the project and the program?
Well, there's our website, odyssey.wisc.edu, has all kinds of ways you can sign up to be a volunteer or contribute to different funds. I should tell you, I started a separate nonprofit, separate from the UW funds, because I discovered early on that when a student broke his glasses and he couldn't see the homework, that the university funds I had would buy him 20 more textbooks but couldn't fix his glasses. And so we have a separate Friends of Odyssey Fund to help with those wraparound needs that threaten to shut people down. So we've got all kinds of, we have different funds to help pay for textbooks and also to help with emergencies as well. And, we're really grateful to the agencies, the foundations, and the individual donors who have helped our program grow in this way. And I would just add
where do people? Go ahead. I was just going to say, I want to make sure we tell people how they can get involved in that support.
Sure. So it's Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, .wisc.edu. And our website has a documentary that aired on the Big Ten Network and shows my parents and talks to them about their journey out of poverty. It has news articles. It has a place to donate or to apply if anyone's interested in applying for next year and is at the poverty level, and all kinds of ways that you can volunteer and help us out.
Well, our time is just too short, Emily and Brian. I want to thank you so much. Hopefully we can do this again and talk in more detail and get others to join in with their questions and comments. Thank you both very much for being with us for this brief time. Emily Auerbach. Yeah, thank you. Emily Auerbach is project co-director. Brian and also the founder, and Brian Benford, a graduate of the Odyssey Project. We'll talk with them again. We'll give them another chance to join in. And I want to thank you for listening in and for tuning in and for staying with us through all of our issues today, our technical issues.